morning, Lee.
And you've got a lot of sport in this week's paper, having wrapped up the winter sports last week.
So last week of the school term this week, which means that this week there's a lot of sport in Circular Head. We had three different teams in three different divisions in the Greater Northern League playing grand finals, two of them in Smithton in the under-13s in the Division 2, and one of them up the coast in the under-17s. The under-13s had a pretty convincing victory in town, which is really good. Captain Michael Innes-Smith scored the two first goals of the game, and they got up pretty convincingly, which was awesome to see. The Division 2 wasn't quite that lucky, but that's okay. I'm sure they'll get them next time. We also had the last round of junior netball before finals. That'll be taking a two-week recess before getting back into it after school holidays. The under-20s, I've got a write-up on the under-22s and how they're going. It's kind of the halfway point of the season at the moment. The women have just one win for now, and the men are now facing a string of away games. I think it's something like 5 out of the next 6 are away, so it's really interesting to see how they come home. Hopefully with a wet sail and secure a top 4 spot, but there's also a little bit on the Smithton High School staff versus students basketball game. So plenty of sport in this week. It's all over the paper.
And you can't miss the smiling faces on the front page of this week's paper. That's the Tall Timber Smithton Saints under-13s. They've got their medallions and they went through the season undefeated. So well done to all and sundry there. Tell us a little bit about the latest Circular Head Arts Festival show, which was titled That's Classic.
Considering that we had COVID and stuff like that, I was really wondering how it was going to look this year, but very fortunately they got a lot of it organised on pretty short notice. And over the weekend we had a couple more things just to wrap it up. I think it's all done now. We had That's Classic, which is just a classical music concert they host every year with performers from all over the community. So just local performers playing the piano and violin and things like that, which is quite a pretty cool event to head along to. We got a little write up on that. But there was also a drive-in hosted in Smithton at the Anzac Park car park. So I actually hadn't been to a drive-in. I still haven't. I popped along and had a look, but couldn't get a ticket. But yeah, it was really cool to have something like that in Circular Head. So there's a picture of that in there as well. So yeah, Charts is going really well. And Smithton High School had a big win, really. They headed off to the Science and Engineering Challenge up the coast, hosted at Marist. They actually only had 19 students, with a few less than the other. I think it was only a little bit above the minimum as well, but they participated in a number of different science and engineering-based challenges, including developing your own language or code similar to Morse code, developing electricity using a wind turbine, building an earthquake-proof building. The one they really performed at was the one you had to build a bridge. So you build a bridge out of the materials you were given, and it supports a different amount of weight. And they actually supported more weight using the materials given than anyone in Tasmania has ever done before, and took out the entire event, even with less students.
Nice story indeed. And you'd be far too young to remember the drive-ins when they're all the rage, Isaac. I remember going to one at Somerset, and there was also one in East Devonport. But that's probably all news to you.
Definitely news to me. Lee's telling your age there, mate.
Thanks very much. All right. Well, you've got all the news under control of today, and that's in the Circular Head Chronicle, which is available right now. Serving Circular Head for the best part of 114 years. It's available now. Pick one up from your newsagents for $1.80. Good on you, mate. You have a great day, and we'll talk some more again in 7 days' time after 7 o'clock.
No worries about that, Lee. Talk to you next time.